Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Yeah, we're back. I know. It's been a long time. I missed you too. But there hasn't been much to report. Things have changed, however. And so we're going to turn it over to Kim, and he'll bring you up to date on the changes. Kim?
Good afternoon, everyone. And first of all, you wonderful people, let me tell you, we've done really well. We still, as far as I know, there's only been four cases of the virus in this complex, which is really good. And I understand everybody who is saying, you know, we should open up, but, you know, one step at a time. The board is still unanimous on the priority is health and safety. So as we do this, keep that in mind. Now, hey, it was kind of fun the other day, though. I was just telling Robert and Gus here, I was walking down the street here, and a couple people stopped me and said, how come you haven't done a podcast recently? And I said, well, there hasn't been a whole lot of changes. We're waiting to get some changes. And this nice lady said, well, I don't care. I just want to hear you talk on the radio. And I said, well, I had no idea I was such a comic relief. I said, what am I? I'm the show about nothing? Seinfeld the second? So she said, yeah, just talk about anything you want. So maybe halfway through this big, long program, today what you're going to have to do is listen and probably put it on hold because this is going to take a little time. And I'll give you a little story about my lovely bride and swimming because I got to mess with her the other day. I got to play with her reservation system. All right, let's talk about what's going on with the county and state. Let me first explain. The state stay-at-home order is still in effect. What happens is there are exceptions to the order, and those are the new guidelines. So there could be inconsistencies based upon the fact of, don't look at it that because somebody opens a restaurant, that means everything else is open. What it means is stay-at-home is still in effect, and you may go out of your home to go to a restaurant because the county is now allowing that. It's these exceptions which allow us to open, and the HOA has to be careful about legally implementing those correctly. I know some of you have a belief that it's not the HOA's place. Unfortunately, legally, it is our place. We have some legal requirements, and we have some legal liability here, which we have to be cautious about. So sometimes these granted exceptions seem inconsistent. So let me give you an example. Restaurants are allowed to open. Billiards is not. Now, it's not our decision. It's pretty clear in some of these orders, billiards not. The gym can open. Now, I can't tell you why they say the gym may open with 10% capacity, but they don't allow billiards to open with 10% capacity. I don't know. I can only tell you what the state and the county says we can do. Now, as far as guests, the HOA's position is the HOA does not allow non-essential guests on common property, clubhouses, pickleball courts, golf courses, streets, parking lots, tennis courts, etc. Non-essential guests are not allowed on common property, and you will be cited. The HOA has no comment about private property. If you have questions about private property and guests, please look to the state and county website or consult your attorney. Hopefully that will be clarity enough. If you call the HOA staff, that's what they're going to read to you. We have some limitations sometimes. Okay, let's talk about what's all the changes and the no changes. Okay, the Santa Rosa pool, there'll be no change. That will stay as it is, with one person only allowed. The board's position was that as we open things little by little, there are still quite a few people who are very high risk, and allowing them to swim by themselves or with the person in their home gives them their out, their exercise, their ability to get out without being in danger from other people, especially the high risk group. We all understand, you know, 60 plus is, you know, we're the target. The indoor pool, there's no change. Tennis, pickleball, bocce, there's no change. The Montecito Clubhouse, I know many of you are going to hate this. There's no change. It's still closed. All the activities inside that clubhouse are closed. Now, part of this, I will tell you, part of this is the complications over the exceptions of what you may or may not do, and the cleaning protocols and staffing that have to be put in place if we were to try it. It became just say, no, these things are conflicting, we're not sure, and we don't have the staff or the wherewithal to be able to put these protocols into place. So for the moment, the Montecito Clubhouse remains closed. Okay, dog parks, there's going to be a change. We're going to increase capacity from 4 on each side to 8 people on each side. So there's two parts to the dog park, the small dogs and the big dogs. And so there's 4 on each side at the moment. It will now go to 8 on each side. So now there could be a total of 16. Reservations are still required. You must maintain distancing or wear a mask. Same rules are in effect. Now, here's kind of the discrepancy in this. You're going to love this part. Is in the case of the dog park, as long as you maintain social distancing, you don't have to wear a mask. If and when, and we're going to try later this month to start up outdoor fitness classes, you have to wear a mask no matter what. And it doesn't matter how far apart you are. I can't tell you about that. I just read you. Don't shoot the messenger on that one. Okay, basic guideline. If you can't maintain 6 feet social distancing at all times, wear a mask. Now, that's for everything, golf, tennis, whatever it is. Now, the dog park reservation, so you're not confused, begins October 1. Now, tomorrow, when you go to the website and try to make a reservation, it will only show capacity of 4. And that's because the program is not going to show you 8 until Thursday. But beginning Thursday, the capacity will increase to 8, even if you wanted to do it that day or Friday or Saturday. So don't be confused. Tomorrow, it won't work as far as the capacity. Beginning October 1, the capacity will show 8 people. Please stay away from each other. It'll all work. Everybody will have fun, more people, but stay away. The putting course is going to remain closed until 12-1. Part of that is we got about a month of overseeding, and given the area and the constraints of doing the overseeding in that area, staff believes at this point it's going to take longer for it to come back in until mid-November. If it is ready sooner, we'll let you know. But count on the fact that we don't anticipate the putting course opening until 12-1. The Montecito Outdoor Pool, this will be a change. This will increase from 4 people to 8 people also. Because of that, because we are going to be increasing the capacity, you may use it every day. We'll open up that reservation process to every day. You still need to maintain social distancing. You got to stay apart. We can handle use. This begins October 1 for reservations. Same thing. Tomorrow, if you go into that reservation system, it won't show 8 people because we won't increase the capacity in the program until October 1. But on October 1, if you want to make a reservation and you haven't made one, you can, because now the capacity will be doubled up. And you'll be able to make a reservation every day. Whole bunch of people coming from Montecito Pool write me all the time. There's plenty of room, and we'd like to do it every day. Okay, you got your wish. Took a little while. I'm a slow learner, but you're going to be able to do this. Now, what is not allowed in the Montecito Pool is lap swimming. Lap swimmers, I am sorry. The board does not look at the fact if we increase capacity to 8, that a lap swimmer is going to be able to lap swim without interfering with the social distancing issue regarding those 8 people. Lap swimmers, you are not allowed to do that in the Montecito Pool. Lap swimmers, you will have to do your lap swimming on the indoor pool or the Santa Rosa pool. But if you're not high risk, don't make a reservation in the Santa Rosa pool. Okay, the online reservation hours. They used to be starting at 10. I don't know if a whole bunch of you know, but we switched it to 8 a.m. a while back. So the online reservation hours are 8 a.m. to 11:45 p.m. every day. That's if you register online. The phone-in reservation is 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day. Okay, now, I'm getting there. Okay, I got to take a break here and tell you what I did to my lovely bride, just for the heck of it, before we get into the gym gold lights. My lovely bride swims, and she is a very focused, discipline-type personality. So she likes to swim on the exact same day, at the exact same time, in the exact same lane. That's what she wants. And when she doesn't get that day, that time, and that lane, I hear about it, even if it's one lane over. And I'm sure if she's one lane over, the person next to her knows she's not upset, because probably there's some fang showing about who took her lane. Well, she had a meeting on one of her days with her church, so she couldn't swim. And then she got a cancel, the church canceled. So 4 days before her day, she's trying to get a lane in that pool. And she can't get anything except 6 a.m., and she's not going to swim at 6 a.m. So she's checking every day, all day, to try to get into that pool. And the night before, the day she wants to swim, not only did the day open up, but the time open up that she always swims and the exact lane she wants. And I can hear her all excited in the other part of the house yelling about the fact, I've got my lane. I got my lane, my time for tomorrow. And so I come out and I go, what happened? She goes, somebody canceled in my lane at my time. And I said, she goes, I'm going to thank God. This was all over my church meeting, got canceled. And I looked at her and I pointed to me and I said, I'm the president. And she goes, what? I said, I canceled that person out. I deleted him. She said, you did what? I said, sure. If I'm going to abuse my power, I might as well do it for you. So anyway, I kicked that person off, told them, can't swim then, and put you in. She looks at me and goes, I'm not going tomorrow. There's no way I'm showing up tomorrow. Everybody's going to know you did that. Are you out of your mind? So I start laughing and I go, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. I wouldn't do that. She an hour later, she comes to me and goes, are you serious? Did you or did you not do that? I'm not going if you did that. Said, nope, go have fun swimming. So anyway, I got to play with Carla for a little while. Now, the gym. The gym gets to open up with 10% capacity. For those of you who ask, it's the 10% capacity of the fire code as far as the number of people allowed in the space. Now, what this means is we will be opening the gym, and the Montecito, 13 people. Santa Rosa, 9 people. Those numbers come about because of the occupancy load. This will open up October 1. We will take reservations beginning tomorrow at 8 o'clock for those spots. Okay, begins October 1. Face masks are required at all times while you're in that building, and it doesn't matter what activity you are doing. If you're running on a treadmill, you must wear a mask at all times. If not, you're going to be asked to leave. Distancing is required at all times. So it's also set up so you're not going to be on a machine right next to each other. So every other treadmill is going to be blocked off. The reservations are for 45 minutes, maximum one per day. You may arrive 5 minutes before your reservation time. Not a half hour, not 15 minutes, five. Because we're making sure the previous people have left. We're trying to make sure there's not contact between one group and another. So you also must leave on time. When you come in, your temperature will be checked. We're going to put your hand in a toaster and see if the toaster goes on. Not really. We're going to use a laser thermometer. If your temperature is 100.4, you'll be asked to leave. You may not come in. That is the state and county order. Waivers must be signed now. We have new waivers because of COVID. Very simple. This whole disease, which can kill people, we had to come up with new waivers. Everybody who set up an account online, you clicked on the new waiver. But many of you have been phoning in, or you had somebody do it for you. You'll be required to fill out a new waiver. This will take some time your first time in. Don't be upset. Just, you know, fill out the waiver and move on. Swimmers, you'll also now start to be checked for waivers because we've got these waivers. We'll be looking to see if there's a waiver online for you. If there's not, we're going to be asked that you do the waiver. The hours for the gym will be Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Now, when you go into the gym, for all the people that are disciplined and spend more time exercising than me, because you've got a better attitude, the small equipment has all been removed because the guidelines on dealing with cleaning protocols in small equipment is too difficult. So all the small stuff's been removed. It has to deal with sharing of equipment. They got different guidelines on how and what people can share. Keep in mind, no lockers, no water, no showers, no gatherings, there's no tables, there's no chairs. Bring all the water you're going to need. Resident ID cards are now required. They were required before, but we kind of moved along and people were nice and they had you sign a form when you came in. That's gone. You will need a resident ID card or they're not going to let you in. So if you don't have one or you lost it, you need to call the HOA office and get another resident ID card. Now, part of this is this. There are no guests. As I said in the very beginning, there are no guests at all on common property or for any common property facilities. Okay. We are working on fitness classes. They're not going to start right away. We are hopeful that maybe in 2 or 3 weeks, but we're working on that. Yearly pass holders, board voted to return those fees based upon a prorated amount. So your fee will be returned based upon the fact that you will pay from January through about March 20th, I believe is the date. The rest of it will be refunded. Future classes are going to be fee-based. Everybody will pay the same fee. Only way for us to be able to economically pay for these classes. Think about this. If we can't have 20 people in a class, the economic cost to us goes way up because we still have to pay the instructor, but we have fewer people in the class to pay for it. We are limited to that room to 12 residents. That's it. That's all we're going to get. So I think when this comes down, if we don't have 10 people in class, it'll be canceled because we won't have enough revenue to even pay the instructor. Okay, now shadows. We are going to be opening shadows. First of all, takeout and delivery will continue. Board felt there's a lot of people here that either can't go out or have, you know, some disabilities as far as going out during this time. And so we're going to maintain the delivery service and the takeout service. The restaurant will open for sit-down dining on Saturday, October 3. I think that's this Saturday. Hopefully that's this Saturday. The hours, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. There is a 4-person maximum at a table. Not going to have tables of 6, 8, 10. Can't happen. Under the guidelines, you'll be all separated. We have these distancing rules. So 4 people maximum, but the 4 people can be different residents from different households. You could make a reservation for 4 different people from 4 different homes. You could have 2 from one home, 2 from another home. It's up to you. There will be no guests allowed. So that will mean you need a resident ID card. You will have to show that when you come into shadows. There's no changing of tables, even if seats are available. This is part of the restaurant guideline. You will have to make a reservation in advance for the number of people at your table, maximum of 4. And when you get there, hypothetically, if you were a reservation of 2 and you saw 2 friends, you may not sit with them. You are isolated to the reservation that was made. Advance reservations only. Advance residence reservations only. No guests, no walk-in traffic. There's no public access. They will not serve the public. You will be checked for temperature. This is hopefully to make everybody feel comfortable to the people sitting in that room do not have a fever. So every single person will be checked for temperature. At 100.4, you may not enter. 100.3, you may. People will say, well, what's the difference? The difference is 0.1. That's how you do it. But that's the difference. So that's what we do. Masks are required upon entering shadows. You can only enter through the main door. Your mask is required while you walk to your table. Only after you sit down are you allowed to take the mask off. You need to put the mask on when leaving the table for any reason. So if you get up from your table to use the restroom, you have to have a mask on. You have to have the mask on the entire time you use the restroom. Then you keep it on going back to your table, and after you sit down, you may take it off. And I think this is pretty much most of the rules around for restaurants at the moment. Given the capacity limits, we will be able to have 6 tables indoors and 6 tables outdoors, namely 24 people outdoors, 24 people indoor. Distancing is required at all times. The outdoor limit is kind of different. The outdoor limit is not a capacity issue because the fire department on the outdoors doesn't put a capacity. It's required that in the space that you maintain certain distancing. The menu, there will be a limited menu. Now let me make sure I go through the reservations, no walk-ins. Enter through the main door. You will exit the door leading the golf shop. Reservations for cocktails only cannot be accepted at this time. There's a sanitation station that must be used prior to being guided to your table so that you sanitize your hands. And this is also not only to help with the people at your table, but we're also trying to protect staff here. Okay. No cash payments will be accepted. Only credit cards or gift cards. Staff will at all times be required to use the COVID-19 restrictions. So they'll be having masks on the whole time, so forth and so on. If you are feeling ill in any way, shape, or form, cancel that reservation. Don't show up. Do us all a favor. This will work if we all help. Okay, golf. Golf, golf, golf. Okay, golf. The South Course will be closing for overseeding. I think tomorrow or the next day. I forget what day. It will reopen the South Course on 10/31. Beginning that, then, we will start using split tees. I know many golfers, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. The split tee will go into effect. We will start using 8-minute intervals instead of 10-minute intervals to get more people off in that period of time. The rules as far as prepaying haven't changed. You need to prepay for your tee time, just like now, so that we're minimizing contact with staff inside the buildings. So you need to prepay for your times online. Now, golf carts. In the past, we've allowed you to use your individual golf cart without a trail fee. You just paid the higher golf rate. That will now change when we reopen the South Course on 10/31. You may only use your own golf cart if you have paid the trail fee, beginning 10/31. If you have not paid the trail fee, you cannot use your own golf cart. Golf carts, you will still be required 1 person per cart unless you are from the same household. So a couple from the same household may share a golf cart. Everyone else, you will be in your own golf cart. So that might make a difference if you're going to pay the trail fee or not. That's going to go on definitely for a little while. Player cards, trail fees will all need to be paid for, brought up to date, so look at that. And if you're a person, disability forms need to be filled out in case you're going to need to have disability flags for the course. Now, hopefully I answered most of the questions. I have no doubt when I get home, I'll get the emails for the questions, I'll make my list, and more than likely I'll be back here tomorrow to answer all those questions so we plug all the gaps. In the meantime, slowly but surely, this is starting to head in a good direction. I can tell you, Riverside County, the hospitalizations have gone down. The ICU cases have gone down. We've remained stable. It's a very, very good thing. I want to thank you all for your patience and understanding. And hopefully with a little time, we'll get there. I wish you well. Stay safe. Talk to you soon.
And in conclusion, I think that the precautions that the board has put in place have really paid off. As far as we know, we've had fewer than 5 deaths here at just one.
One death. Four cases.
Sensitivity to Palm Desert is in the 40s. So they're doing pretty good considering how big they are, but we're doing much better. So keep the focus, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.